Log Talk Radio.
Okay, we want to welcome all of you who are listening to us here at Blog Talk Radio. And before we get started, we are going live at www.livedeliverance.com. We're in our Blog Talk Radio room, and 678-701-3784 is the telephone number where you can call in. 678-378-1857. You can call in and come and participate with us. Before we get started, we're going to let Sister Maureen open us up in prayer. We are doing a deliverance seminar. We are definitely going to be getting in deep scriptures on false teachers. Okay, without that, Sister Maureen, my sister in the Lord, we're going to let her open up in prayer.
It is my prayer that you would anoint the speaker with revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I pray that the Holy Spirit empowers him or her to share your word with clarity and boldness. May our minds be alert and clear, and our hearts become receptive. I pray that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, move in such power that every stronghold of unbelief, disagreement, or opinion, and every thought be brought into captivity to the glory of your Son, Jesus of Nazareth. I pray that your words bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the hearers that are in need. In the name of your divine Son, Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Very powerful prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, we're going to have some praise and worship, just a little praise and worship, and then we're going to be going live on our Facebook. We are going to be going live streaming as soon as I put the music on, and then after that, we are going to get into the Word of God. So I want to get something that's going to really get us into the Spirit of God, and we just want to thank the Lord for praise and worship. Amen. My best friend, Jermaine Edwards.
Tell you about the man that died for me, paid it all and he died on Calvary. Wonder why he would have really loved me. Not only that, he turned around and gave me mercy. I know everybody out there can testify to this. If it wasn't for the love, he wouldn't exist. I want to call his name every minute, every second, every hour. When you're weak and strong, sing Jesus, there's power in the name of
Jesus,
there's strength in the name of
Jesus,
there's healing in the name of
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus,
there's joy in the name of
Jesus,
there's peace in the name of
Jesus,
there's love in the name of
Jesus.
My Jesus Christ, he did for you and you. But there's a secret that I know my Father cannot do. He makes the flowers bloom, turn morning into noon. He gave our body nerves that we can feel his every move. I know my God's alive, look into the blue sky. It's just a miracle how we survive. But Lord, I know I serve you, Lord, till the day I die. Father God, I will forever live power in the name of
Jesus,
healing in the name of
Jesus,
deliverance in the name of
Jesus,
yeah,
Jesus,
yeah,
Jesus,
this strength in the name of
Jesus,
this joy in the name of hospital room.
Jesus.
Yeah, just said if you're not gonna make it, but if you just call the name
of
Jesus, he's the healer, he's the doctor,
Jesus.
He's the
God, he's Jehovah Jireh. Anywhere you are right now, you could be driving in your car. Just shout the name. Just shout the name of Jesus.
Healing in the name of
Jesus.
This power in the name.
Warfare here, and I pray that you'll be blessed for 53 minutes. Sit back, enjoy yourself, and while this is going on, we're going to be going also into Facebook with a different sermon, two different sermons, two different strategies that the Lord has given me to bring forth more people. This is primary. This room here is for beginners, and I'm glad we have a lot in here, and we want you to learn the basics of spiritual warfare. Okay, praise the Lord, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We're about to get ready to start our live broadcast. Okay, good evening, and welcome to our broadcast here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're simultaneously streaming within our own radio station at www.livedeliverance.com. I want to thank YouTube for allowing us to be on air. And we have a very powerful teaching that we need to get into. It's our spiritual warfare, our warfare. And most Christians don't realize that we are dealing with spiritual warfare. We're dealing with spiritual warfare. So I want you to take notes, sit back and relax, enjoy yourself, learn something from the Word of God, study the Bible for yourself. Study the Bible, please, for yourself. You have to study the Bible for yourself. You have to study the Bible for yourself. A lot of people don't know a lot of things because they will not study. We can't afford to do that. Let's get into this. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God by the pulling down of strongholds or fortresses in the NAS in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. These words are addressed to the church. We are alerted that there is warfare going on everywhere in the world. There are demonic spirits behind it. The devil is really running rampant. Satan is having a legal license on Christians because Christians don't know how to fight spiritual warfare. 85% of your problems is spiritual. The rest is probably fleshly. Our battle is a spiritual warfare fought against spiritual beings with spiritual weapons. And Ephesians 6:12 is a key verse in the understanding of the kind of battle in which we're engaged and the nature of the enemy that we encounter. His name is Satan and demons, and they're real. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our warfare is described as wrestling, a close quarter combat style conflicts and opponents to either with the best skill, strength, and endurance. And our skills is based on what we know in God's Word. Satan's skills is based on what you don't know that you would give him to attack you. In your mind, the spiritual warfare goes with that. Where these little negative thoughts come from? Why I'm thinking this? Why is someone telling me to hate this person? Why is someone telling me to go kill myself? When people are hearing voices, they're hearing demons. The conjum. The devil made me do it. Please watch it. It's a good movie. It's a true story. This thing is real. They'll talk to your mind. People having voices talking to them, Stay away from Zozo. That's a demonic spirit that's dealing with the Ouija board. When you open up yourself with these types of things as a Christian, if you're born-again Christian, you violate Deuteronomy 18. God does not want us to be dealing with this stuff. And the door that opens this stuff is zodiac signs. This is for born-again Christians. We're supposed to, the stars are ordained by God, Psalms chapter 8. So you can't let nobody read the future for you. Don't nobody know the future but the Lord. But a familiar spirit will, and he will trick you. Now, I want you to understand that our strength is in the Lord through spiritual exercise, daily prayers, Bible study, fasting, fellowshipping with believers, praise, worship, walking in holiness by faith with the Lord to become strong in your soul, body, mind, and spirit. If you don't know the rules of engagement, you're going to lose. And the rules of engagement is to know the Bible. The confrontation between Satan and Jesus is the most prime example that I can use in Scripture. Where is that the devil and Jesus went at it, and they used words. And Jesus out-whooped them because he is the Word. In Matthew chapter 4, it is written, it is written. When it is truth, the devil don't like truth. The enemy is not fleshly but spiritual. Thus, it is important to keep the battle on a spiritual plane and not look at the physical person. Our weapons and armor are not carnal but spiritual. Paul constantly reminds us that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Thoughts can come into your mind, and if you don't recognize them, oh, well, that's just me talking. No, if it's an evil thought and the Bible says you'll think on it, check out Ezekiel 38:10. That's very shocking to see that we can have thoughts that can come to us. Hate that person. Hate him. You don't even know him. You want to hate him. These are just examples of what demons can do to a person. Don't take your medication. Trust God. Let me advise everybody, especially with the youth, please get your vaccination. My God, a lot of this can be really alleviated if people stop believing these lies. Go get vaccinated. Get your vaccination. Please. I had my vaccination. God has given us the understanding, the medical technology to get a cure for this powerful plague. Go and get your vaccination. Man is not our enemy, but Satan that operates in man is our enemy because the devil does the things of man. For example, Jesus, the Son of God, rebuked Peter as Satan. When Peter did not set his mind on God's interest, but man's, Jesus said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense to me." Matthew 16:23. Jesus was aware that Satan was behind Peter's fleshly reasons. And our fleshly minds, man, is where the warfare really starts. Think on a good thing. If you're in a bad situation in your life, you are looking for a job, you are in a position where the devil's going to make you go do something wrong, don't do it. God will never go tell you to go rob no bank. The Lord will never go tell you to go and steal from somebody. Don't do that. Don't let these thoughts control your thoughts and think a good thing or think the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Study the word and believe it and wait so that the word of God can press and mature in your life. See, the natural mind, man, does not understand the things of the spirit. And we are mostly trying to deal with our problems in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. You can't do it like that. These are spiritual problems that need to be done in the spirit with Christ and his word. When someone's flesh attack our flesh, awareness of spiritual warfare tends to elude us. You get upset at the person. Look at the person, not the spirit in the person. We must continue to remind ourselves that we are wrestling not against flesh and blood. Fleshly warfare.
All right, sound check testing one.
Okay, praise God. We're going to bring all of you over Good evening, those who are in the Blog Talk room. You're back live with me now. That was a pre-recorded broadcast, and now you are streaming with me in the Facebook with everybody with the live teaching that I wanted to get up with everybody. Thank the Lord. And I thank the Holy Spirit for giving me the technical knowledge to get this done. The Lord gets all the honor and praise. Now I want to welcome all of my listeners. Blog Talk Radio, you are on right now with us. If you're listening to us at Facebook Live, which you are, you can be part of it. We have Brother Paul, one of the brothers that's assisted me, a minister that's with us. He brings the word. He's been with me 14 years. He's in the chat room to chat scriptures. If anybody in the Blog Talk room needs any questions or answers, you can text it to Brother Paul. You can go in the room at area code 646-378-1857. Again, area code 646-378-1857. If you have questions and answers, you can do that by hitting the quotation question mark or raise your hand, and after the sermon is over with, we will get to you. Amen. Okay, we're back, and now we want to get into the word for today. So I want to close some doors here. I don't want any noise to be done as I'm on air here in the wonderful country of Jamaica. And I want to thank this beautiful nation. This is a very beautiful, beautiful country, and I love it here. And I enjoy it here, and I thank the Lord for this wonderful nation. So let me shut this door, and we're going to get started. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have allowed me to come on simultaneously on all of our channels. We give you the honor, the glory in the name of Jesus. You get all the honor and you get all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We need to deal with another gospel tonight. A lot of you don't realize that it's been used by false teachers. And the Bible has a lot to say about false teachers. And let me get to the page here. Okay, now we have prosperity ministries that's going around spreading a lot of garbage. A lot of people are following this type of doctrine, seeing Jesus as only a person that can give you monetary value. Money cometh, woman thou art loose. All these creations, that these words that's been made by man to emphasize that if you sow a seed, which we are supposed to tithe and offering, the sacrificial offerings, pastor's appreciation day. And special anniversaries and all kind of ways to keep you in church under their control and not learn the power, the dynamis of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord has taught me to teach people the simplest biblical form to understand. Jesus was a teacher, and he taught simple. It wasn't hard. Amen. So let's look at this about false teachers. Why do you need to do this? Why do you need to know this? Because a lot of you have been under this other Jesus, and it doesn't work. This other Jesus takes out the Holy Spirit. This other Jesus takes out the deliverance ministry. It takes out speaking in tongues. Tongues have ceased. This is another gospel. That's another gospel. And that gospel is what a lot of people have gotten themselves caught up into. And God does not want you to get caught up into that. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not that unclean thing. These churches, God is cleaning house. With this pandemic, I'm sorry that it hit, but God allowed it to hit. Shut some of these dead churches down because people are not learning nothing. So get your pen out because we need to get into this. Believers today must be aware that within the church, there may be ministers of God's word who are the same spirit and life as the corrupt teachers of God's law in Jesus' day. In Matthew 24:11 and 24:24, scribes and the Pharisees, religious, but doing things inwardly, which is against God, and it's done like that today. Jesus warns that not everyone who professes Christ is a true believer, nor are all Christians ministers, pastors, evangelists, teachers, deacons, and workers are what they claim to be. Some of them are just all nothing but after your money. Money cometh. That is not in the Bible. And pastors are having people to pronounce and make that type of proclamation. And taking Mark chapter 4, which sows the seed of the sower, which is the word of God, not money, and flip that to a monetary value. We're going to get into all of that tonight. This is going to be a long sermon. It's not going to be 40 minutes. We have a lot of scriptures to do. I have to make up for the lost ground of my audience that I had in YouTube. We had 1,227 subscribers. If any of you know me from YouTube, welcome. And if you're coming in for the first time, tell someone on our YouTube radio that we're on Facebook. And not only are we on Facebook, we're in Blog Talk, 646-378-1857. Come into the room right now. We got plenty of seats. Plenty of seats. Come into the room. Tell someone about www.livedeliverance.com. Amen. These ministers will on the outside appear righteous unto men. That's in Matthew 23:28. They come in sheep's clothing. That's in Matthew 7:15. They may base their message solely on God's word and proclaim high righteous standards. They may appear sincerely concerned of God's work and kingdom and show great interest in the salvation of the lost while professing love for all people. They may appear to be great ministers of God, commendable, spiritual leaders, or anointed by the Holy Spirit. They may perform miracles and have great success. Multitudes may follow them. See Matthew 7:21-23. Now, I want to go there. Let's go there. Matthew 7:21-23. Now, this is something else. Oh, Lord. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? So you can have people that can be anointed and that can prophesy and still have error. Have we prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. There's a person here that casts out demons. And in thy name done many wonderful works. It didn't say miracles. It says works. Building churches, many wonderful works. Two churches. Three churches, four in one city. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. So if our heart's not right, false teachers are not going to try to teach you by getting your heart right. False teachers are not going to tell you that you have the authority to cast out demons. They're going to tell you, you need to come to see me and make an appointment to see me. And they're going to control you because it's witchcraft. It's not of God. It's not of God. And God warns us. So I really want to break this down about false teachers before I get into the other Jesus and how you have, may have been deceived by being involved with that. They may base their message solely on God's word and proclaim high righteous standards. They may appear sincerely concerned of God's work and kingdom and show great interest in the salvation of the lost while professing love for all people. They may appear to be great ministers of God, commendable spiritual leaders, anointed by the Holy Spirit. They may perform miracles and have great success, and multitudes may follow them. See 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15 also. Nevertheless, these people have wrong spiritual foundations and are of a kindred spirit with the false prophets of the Old Testament. You can study Deuteronomy 13:3. Let's do this. Let's go to Deuteronomy 13:3. That thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Because if a person is a prophet, does not necessarily mean they have God. Now, Jeremiah 14:14 says something that's very interesting. And a lot of people put their trust in prophets. They don't test the spirit. And that's very dangerous. You have to test the spirit to see if it's of God. And we're going to do a teaching on that. Because a lot of people, just because they have the title and the name prophet, I'm going to tell you, give you a testimony after I give the scripture to you. In Jeremiah 14:14, the word of God says, thus says the Lord, saying to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. So we have prophets that prophesy lies, which is a spirit of lying. Ye of your father, the devil, and you was a liar from the beginning. John 8:44. So they take after their father, Satan, which is the father of all lies, the accuser of the brethren, Balfamon, Lord of flies, Satan. Thus says the Lord, unto me the prophets prophesied lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spoken to them. They prophesied unto you a false vision. Oh, here's what they say. Hallelujah. Come on in this line right now. Hurry up. Let's move fast. Move quickly. Come on. And the music is playing. And just some music. And, oh, glory. Come on, sister. Come on in the sacrificial line. Come on. Come on. Come on up here. I won't now listen to me. Glory to God, Lord. I want you to come on in this line and put it all. Everything you got right now. Every dime you got in your pocket. Pull it out and trust God. He'll get you home. Oh, they'll do that. And I'm just being honest. And see, this is what God didn't tell that man to say that. God did not tell that man to tell you to take all your money out your pocket. God says to have a tithe, a tenth of your tithes. Malachi 3:8-9. Shall a man rob God? Yes, he robbed me in tithes and offering. You are cursed with a curse. Two curses when you don't tithe. Two curses. That's in Malachi 3:8-9. You have to tithe. But the way that the false prophets are doing it is that they'll get you in the line. They'll tell you things. Oh, in 8 months, I see that car being paid for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise and clapping. They're clapping in the music. And the music going. And now you're being sued by this music. And you are in the mirage of Satan's kingdom. Because deliverance is not there. Casting out of demons is not there. The word of knowledge. Now that word of knowledge he has, you have to test it. Now, let me tell you something about how I know this. I used to be on with Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio. He went demonic when he got Trump got in office. Something happened to him. He just been possessed by a spirit of Donald Trump. And I pray for him that he get delivered from the spirit of Donald Trump, Trumpism. Before I knew him, I met him in the Obama administration. I ain't hear nothing about politics when Trump got in office. He changed on me. But anyway, he had a prophet named Prophet Drew. And I just moved out of me and Sister Durden. We had an office in Phoenix Boulevard, and I was paying $900 a month. We first got started in the ministry. me and my wife at the time had a building, and I got furniture and everything the Lord blessed me with through the internet radio station, and we began to find that it was quite expensive being in the office. So I moved from the office, and the Lord told me to move. Why are you paying $900 and you driving from your house where you have internet at your house? You can meet these people and see these people on the internet. That's how I started my internet ministry. So I said, okay, Lord. I get on Blog Talk, here come Prophet Jew. Overton, shout out, listen to me. I see the Lord getting a building for you, and that building is going to house your radio station. I said, okay. I said, are you receiving this? I said, no, I'm not receiving it. I have to wait to see what the Lord tell me. Go ahead, don't say what you got to say. And while he was talking, I was testing the spirit that Jesus Christ come in the flesh. The Bible tells us to teach us how to test the spirit. You have to test the spirit. And if you don't test the spirit, you are going to get the spirit of error, 1 John 4:6. You have to test the spirit to see if it's of God. Well, how do you test the spirit? People, you need to know that, and I'll show it to you. So he told me that, you know, all of this thing was going to happen, and that never happened. He said in 6 months. I said, I'll call you back in 6 months and let you know what happened. What do you mean? Well, you said in 6 months. I already know that it wasn't going to happen. Because the Lord just moved me out of a building. Why would he want to give me a building when I had over $900 a month hanging over my head? So I called him back. I said, you old lying prophet, you. I called him out. I said, you remember this? And I had it recorded. Y'all need to record these things people be telling you. And don't believe everything that somebody tell you just because they say they're a prophet. So what? They're a prophet. The Bible said they're a false prophet. Don't jump over that. Dr. Littleton and all these are just titles. It had nothing to do with the power of God. But you need to understand this. You have to test the spirit. So if a false prophet come to you, like I'll give you an example of what he did. I test spirit. I said, is Jesus Christ come in the flesh, Lord? And I heard the Lord say, he's not of me. I'm Jesus of Nazareth. I come in the flesh. He's not of me. I heard that. So this is how you test the spirit. So someone say, brother, I got a word for you. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try. We're supposed to try the spirits, but we've never been taught how to try the spirits in another gospel. That gospel is the gospel of prosperity, the gospel teaching you about Moses, the Ark, leadership conference programs, Dog's Day, Children's Day, a lot of governmental duties instead of spiritual duties. And we have been caught up in that. I was Roman Catholic. I knew certain things about exorcism. Of course, when I was a child, I would have spirits attack me at night. My bed would levitate. So I've been called through this ministry since I was a child. I hate to say that. And I got blessed with being with Pastor Wayne Thompson from Fellowship of Faith Church. And I started learning deliverance in him when he was bringing in this heavy hitter named Win Worley. I was like, what is this? And I backslid and came back to the Lord. And he began to get me deeply into Derek Prince. And I've been walking with the Lord for 14 years now and been in the ministry of deliverance for 14 years. And God taught me how to test the spirit. And I want to teach you how to test the spirit. This is how you do it. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets, we've been talking about that ever since I've been on broadcast so far, false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. So if someone say, the Lord told me to tell you in 9 months, you're going to get a card. And you say, did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And if you hear, I, Jesus, come in the flesh, that means it's of God. If you don't hear that, it's not of God. Because the Lord's going to tell you he come in the flesh. The demon can't say that. In your spirit, not in your mind. Or out the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established, 2 Corinthians 13:1. You can do it by witnesses. But you don't just believe anything in anybody. You have to do something that most people don't like to do. And I need to say this for a few Christians. Not all, but through my experience being a deliverance minister and in this ministry, I find people do not want to do any studying at all. They don't want to fast. They don't want to check the scripture. They want the deliverance minister to do everything. And we stop that. We make people do self-deliverance. So don't depend on us. And it works. It's very effective. Here we give you self-deliverance. Now, if you're demonically possessed with Satanism, it's a different story. We'll have to deal with you with that. You can come see us if you're a Satanist. You come see us if you're ex-Satanist and been involved in Satanism. We deal with that. If you have been involved with Rosicrucianism, Mahayana, Hare Krishna, any of those occult spirits, we have the experience here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. And we don't want you to be deceived. Amen? So test the spirit. Did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And if it says, I, Jesus, come in the flesh, that's the Lord talking. If it's not, don't pay no attention to it. Amen? Okay. Now, let's go back to false teachers. They may appear sincerely concerned of God's work and kingdom and show great interest in the salvation of the lost while professing love for all people. They may appear to be great ministers of God, commendable spiritual leaders anointed by the Holy Spirit. They may perform miracles and do wonderful things. Nevertheless, these people have a wrong spiritual foundation. And if our spiritual foundation is wrong, it's going to be error. And of a kindred spirit will a false prophet study 1 Kings 18:40, Nehemiah 6:12, and Hosea 4:15. Amen. These impostors gain a place of influence in the church in two ways. Some false teachers, preachers, begin their ministry in sincere truth, purity, and genuine faith in Christ. Then, because of their pride and their own immoral desires, personal commitment to and love for first Christ has gradually died. Consequently, they are served by the devil, not knowing it, through their greed and their lust, and become instruments of Satan while disguising themselves as instruments of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 11:15. Other false teachers, preachers, have been genuine believers in Christ. Satan has planted them within the church from the very beginning of their ministry and not even knew it. They'll be in the ministry, they'll block tongues. They're blocked speaking in the Holy Ghost. They're blocked. No, we don't do that here. And the devil using them from day one. No, the Bible says, forbid not anyone from speaking in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:39. They're blocked apostolic. They're definitely blocked delivered. Well, I need to go see somebody else. I would have people to call me and say, the pastor said for me to come see you. I said, let me talk to him. Well, you know, brother, I'm going to leave that up to you. I said, you don't want to do spiritual warfare. And a lot of these pastors don't want to work. It takes work to do it, just being in the deliverance ministry. You have to study. You have to get people teaching. You got to stay covered. You're constantly under attack. I'm constantly, every day, under any attack you name, I'm under it. Especially with technical stuff. Constantly under attack. Constantly under attack. We are at war, saints. And you cannot trust anyone but yourself and the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in you and get good biblical teaching so that the spirit of error won't go into you. 1 John 4:6-7, the spirit of error will go into you. Now, if you're new to this, let me tell you what to listen to. Derek Prince. Again, www.livedeliverance.com. We carry Derek Prince all day Sunday. John Eckhart. Get this book, Pigs in the Parlor, Frank and Ida May Hammond. Win Worldly is heavy stuff for heavy hitters. I introduced Brother Paul to it, and it kind of knocked him off, but I learned from that. I don't do that anymore. But Win World is for heavy, for most advanced people, but primary Derek Prince, Frank Hammond, the author, is a wonderful teaching. Now, they got these new guys. I really don't know them. I can't say that. I started off with Bob Larson, and I left Bob Larson. I don't believe in sending demons to the pit, and I confronted him with that, and that didn't go too well. Jesus never sent any demons to the pit. So study yourself so that you won't be misguided by these false prophets. Amen. Consequently, they served from their belly, 1 Corinthians 6:9. And because instruments of Satan, they don't even know that they're being used. Using their ability and charismatic ability to speak and abiding in their success, his strategy is to place them in influential positions so that they can undetermine the genuine work of Christ, block the ministry of deliverance, stop tongues, stop the prophetic message, and keep teaching things that serve the flesh. They are discovered and exposed. Satan knows the great danger that will come to him if deliverance ministers were in the church and have an eye on him to teach people how to recognize him. But these started right, but yet was used by temptation, lust of vindication, the desire of money, women, sex, just like a gangster. And that's very sad. Jesus warns his disciples 14 times in the gospel to watch out for leaders who would mislead. Here are the scriptures. Matthew 7:15. Matthew 16:6, 16:11, Matthew 24:4, 24:24, Mark 4:24. Again, Jesus warned his disciples 14 times in the gospel to watch out for leaders who were misleading people. Mark 4:24, Mark 8:15, Mark 12:38-40, Mark 13:5, Luke 12:1, Luke 17:23, Luke 20:46, Luke 21:8. Elsewhere, believers are exhorted to test teachers, preachers, leaders in the church by testing the spirits, as I told you. Discern character. Do they have diligent prayer lives? Do they show a sincere, pure devotion to God? Do they manifest themselves in pride with levada? Or do they humble themselves as a lamb and not want the attention? Those who not want the attention and fall away and push themselves from the ego of pride and temptation and sign an autograph are the humble ones that Christ adore and protects. And some of these ministers start off like that, but the temptation of money lure them into sin, make them compromise the word of God, and cause their own soul to be destructive. But because you don't know the Bible and they twist the word and teach you something that's contrary to Scripture. Now, they're good at the money thing. This is what I want to hit on. The Lord doesn't need money. I'm going to tell you why he doesn't need money. Well, wait a minute now. Yeah, well, I'm going to show you the Scriptures. Because he got money. God don't need no money. So we're going to deal with this prosperity thing, thou money cometh. And people listen to Creflo Dollar and all these bogus preachers who don't have no anointing. Do not cast out any demons. Do not raise the dead. Don't do no healing. Just speaking. Eloquent speech. And not do no miracles. People need miracles. Now, let's look at this in Deuteronomy 8:18. So, I'm going to knock out the prosperity ministry because it's not biblical and you can't support it. And a lot of people are caught up into this. It's another Jesus. It's another gospel. That's all it is. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, says, 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. It had nothing to do with your Mercedes being you. Now, if you want a Mercedes Benz, go to college, get an education, get a good paying job. You can do that. But don't be using the ministry for it. And that's all these pastors are doing. They're using the ministry to say that they are the righteousness of God, and because they're apostles and prophets, you should honor them and give them money for them, for their comfort. But the Bible don't say that that's what the money's for. The Bible says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. They ain't got nothing to do with your Mercedes Benz. His covenant, which he swear unto thy fathers, as it is this day. His covenant. See, the prosperity ministry is nothing but another gospel. It's a diversion from the ministry of deliverance. Now watch this. If you turn to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4, please. Proverbs 23, and we're going to go to verse 4. I want everybody to read this loud together with me. Now, if you're in the prosperity ministry, that you need to get some deliverance, because your focus is just on money. And if you're trying to become rich as a Christian, you're not supposed to be. I'm sorry. That's what the Bible says. So let's see what the Bible says so you won't get mad at me. Of course, you would like to get mad at me because you're afraid of Jesus, but because I'm human, you'll take it out on me. I know how the demons work. Proverbs 23:4. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. Now, why God doesn't want us to use our wisdom? Because it can be demonic. Watch this. Go to James 3:17. Let's go to James 3:15. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, look at the next word, demonic, devilish. Now, Proverbs 23:4 says, labor not to be rich, cease from thy own wisdom. Your own wisdom can open up doors to demons. Why? This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. James 3:15, devilish. I need this money. And your mind is on nothing but money. I got to have this money. Lord, if I don't get this money. And you're just chasing it. And then you don't have no money. God bless you with the money. The pastor call you. Send another sacrificial offering in and trust God. I'm watching your faith. And that's you being controlled by that. And the cankerworm is taking your money when God gives that money to you. Do not get in caught with these false teachers. The scriptures tells us concerning false teachers also in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. If any man teaches otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrines which is according to godliness. Prosperity is not godliness. It's only deals with monetary value. It doesn't deal with the ministry of deliverance. They don't cast out demons. They don't break generational curses. They don't give a prophetic word. Money cometh. He is proud, watch this, knowing nothing, and doubting about questions and strife and words. Wherefore cometh envy, strife, railing, and evil surmising. Perverse, disputers of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, supporting that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Gain is godliness. That's the financial gain that you get. They call that godliness. That's the prosperity doctrine. And it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be like that. Now, in 2 Peter, boy, when the Lord gave this one to me, I was like, Lord Jesus, you are really showing me some stuff about these preachers. And they love to use feigned words. They're good at it. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3, it says, and though through covetousness shall they with feigned, F-E-I-G-N-E-D, feigned words, make merchandise. Look at this now. Selling you out. Makes merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. These false teachers will commercialize the gospel, being experts in greed and in getting money from believers to enhance their ministries and influence lifestyles. Believers must be aware that one of the chief methods of false ministers is to use F-E-I-G-N-E-D words to tell impressive but false stories, or to give extravagant statistical operational works within the church to inspire God's people to give money. They glorify themselves and enhance their ministries with their fabricated stories. Thus, they underway and sincerely a child of God don't know and becomes an object of exploitation because this person doesn't study, doesn't know the word, never saw deliverance, never saw sanctification, never encountered reconciliation, justification, dispensation of God, the love, the Ten Commandments, the nine gifts, and never saw any of this. And they bite this type of teaching. And the man said, come on up and sacrifice. They're jumping. I see it all the time. Pastors, 24 cars. They don't need no 24 cars. I had a pastor. I put him off my radio station. He was in Jamaica. I took him off. He get on when COVID-19 come on. And it affected a lot of my Israeli Jewish Messianic brothers. Salvation is for the Jew first, then the Gentile. It's for the Jew. The Jew first. Then it's for black, white, brown, or white, purple, but the Jew going to be first because salvation is for the Jew first. And it was appalling when he got on here on my radio station and said, here is the cure for COVID-19. If you send in $190, I will have you three scriptures to say, 3 in the morning, 3 at night. 190, send it in. I'll call them. The time I heard that on my radio station, said, get this mess off. I don't teach that. I would never come on this TV, a radio station, on this live broadcast and beg for money. I have never done it. I ask for offering because we are in a battle. But I don't sell you a product and get up here and flip scriptures to teach you if you do this, if you do that. The Bible says that you are bought with a price. And if you're bought with a price, what are you doing paying to get healed? If you're bought with a price, 1 Corinthians 6:20, you are bought with a price. We're bought with a price. We're bought with a price. We don't have to pay for healing. We're bought with a price. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, now, you paying a pastor, he telling you to come in line. You already did your tithes and offerings. That's all you required to do. Alms, the midst, if you want to, you don't have to. But the Bible says, shall a man rob God in tithes and offering? He coming after the offering, anything else, the love, feast, offering, all types of offerings that they had in the Jewish time of Christ. But that has changed for Gentiles because we're not under the old covenant anymore. Jesus took the place of Melchizedek. He's the second Adam. He took the place of the first Adam. We're under grace. We're not under these laws. But we are required to tithe. But they have exploded that and took it out of content. So what are you doing paying somebody for something when it's already been paid for? How come you trust that man to go get that man your money instead of your faith? Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now you're in sin because you're trusting him. You don't know the word of God, and you're following a fool. Called piss and dung, 2 Kings 18:26-27. Just piss and dung, that's all it is. No healing, but you love your pastor. Well, come see me before you leave. All types of witchcraft concerning. You see people bucking for positions and get in the car. I let him get in the car so they can see him in the car with me. And they want. And he keeps this control going on. I need to leave the church. Come talk to me before you leave the church to discuss it. You ain't leaving Jesus. He said it was leaving your organization, not Jesus. When people leave here, they're welcome to come back. I've never got mad at anybody who leave. They come and go. But you're bought with a price. Why are you paying somebody? Why are you paying somebody, you see, to get you some money? Now, let me show you something. God don't need no money for us. He'll provide the money for us. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto thee. The Lord know what you need. The corn in the fish mouth is one of the first miracles that Jesus did. He went and paid his taxes by taking him, say, go get that fish and get that corn out of that fish in Matthew chapter 17, verse 24 and 27. Money is good to use, but it is the love of it and the lust of what it can bring you can put you into sin, and it can bring hurt to people. This is why God doesn't want us to become rich, because these people fall into so much temptation. Let's read about that. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Okay, wait 1 minute. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 6. Wait a minute, let's go to Luke 6:20 first. Sorry, Luke 6:20. Luke 6:20. Mark 10:23. Luke 6:20, that's right. Let me do Mark 10:23 while I'm at it. Go to Mark 10:23. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hard it shall they that have riches, seek not to become rich. Don't forget Proverbs 23:24. So I'm trying to knock a bottom out this prosperity message, because it's taught wrong. That don't mean that you're going to be poor. God got money. If he can go get a fish to pay his taxes, he said he'll meet your needs. He don't want you to depend on the stocks. He don't want you to depend on investments. He don't want you to depend on the worldly system. Jesus says be in the world, but by being out of the world. He wants you to depend on him. He don't want you chasing money, because it's the love of all evil. It brings problems to the heart. Jesus says this about people who are rich. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? He says, and then also Luke chapter 6, verse 20. And he lifted up his eyes, and his disciples said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep for now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. They ain't got nothing to do with money. The prosperity people can't suffer because they always want money. It's a doctrine that doesn't work. And it's also doctrines of devils. These things are doctrines of devils. They leave out the Holy Ghost, another Jesus. You never see the ministry of deliverance connected to these types of churches. They leave it out. Now let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 says, but godliness, but godliness with contentment is great gain. We do not here anybody teaching holiness. The only sermon I heard on holiness was from Derek Prince. Jesus said, be ye holy, therefore that I am holy. Be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Prosperity doctrine, they're not into that. And watered down Joel Osteen, I can't listen to that if they gave it to me. I can't learn from that. I ain't got nothing against these men. I'm just using them as an example. I pray that I don't get no trouble to speak from speaking the truth. I'm going to speak the truth. Name it, claim it, tag it. T.D. Jakes is a good pastor, a good inspirational storyteller, but that's not healing people. Information that have a spirit of error opens up the doors to demons. And the Bible says that in these last days that this is going to happen. Now, the Spirit speaking expresses that in the last days they shall depart from the faith. People doing that now. Now, the Spirit speaking expresses that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. You got Christians in the United States, white evangelical, supported Donald Trump, called himself Christians. That's not Christianity. Now, this is a spirit of lying, a lying. This man lied every time. 1 Kings 22:22, a lying spirit. People can't discern Donald Trump, and they say that they're a Christian. Donald Trump is not a Christian. A Christian don't call African Americans son of a bees and African nations asshole nations and degrade women and get on the thing and tell people, oh, you do what you want to do with them. And then you hear him on a conversation telling the other man how to spend the money to block the woman he committed adultery with, and Christians still see him as a saint of God when he messed up the whole economy, just as dumb and ignorant. Donald Trump's a gangster. I used to be a gangster. I know a gangster when I see a gangster. But you got to have discernment to understand these things. And doctrines of demons are really pushing stuff like that. It's pushing pastors that don't have the Holy Ghost, have eloquency of speech. It's pushing these types of pastors. Pastors that give you a feel-good. When you're walking on the sand, there's another foot following you in the steps of your foot, and it is he that will be with you through the beloved times of evil. That ain't in the Bible. You need sound doctrine so that you will not be deceived with this other Jesus and this other gospel. The Bible calls it another gospel, and that's a very deadly, deadly thing. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience scared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. It is to be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. They ain't doing none of that. You see, now watch this. If you are in a prosperity message and you're caught up in it, search your heart by asking yourself these feet. Now, if you're caught up in this doctrine, some not in it, some in it, but if you're caught up in it, ask yourself, do my purpose or does my purpose of money interfere with obeying God? Because if you are seeking the money more than God, that's idolatry. In 1 John 5:21, the word says, my dear children, present thyself away from all idols. It would be idle to God. And God says that he's a jealous God, Exodus 24:5. If you're in a prosperity doctrine, ask yourself this. Do I look for money from the Lord all the time and ask him for money, just money, 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 money? Do you go through a trial? Do you suffer for the name of Jesus? Now, they're not going to do that. Prosperity ministers don't teach suffering. But suffering is a part of a biblical process of becoming a Christian. Jesus did not promise us that it was going to be great on this earth. There's nowhere in the Bible he said that. He said, I will be with you. We are going to have times. We're going to have times like Job, which you stand. But if you're under false doctrine, you can't stand like Job. You wouldn't be able to stand like Job because you wasn't taught. Come out of this doctrine that's not of God. Also ask yourself, am I always wanting to hear a sermon about money all the time? If you are, you messed up. You got to come out of that. And don't believe everybody who call themselves pastors. Please. There's a lot of pastors that are that destroys people by control. And you don't want to be bewitched. Just look at this here in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah chapter 23, and it says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy it and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. These are pastors that destroy God's sheep. Now, if you're not learning deliverance, if you're not, and you don't know how to cast out demons, you don't know nothing about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. You've never had a prophetic message. You never had a word of knowledge given to you that really worked when the man said this is going to happen to you. This is what's scattering the sheep of God's people. Men who talk elegant. A silver oratorical tongue, this demon of oratoricalism, intellectualism, begin to manifest, and you like it. It stimulates the flesh, but it does nothing to the demon, and the demon really goes to sleep in you. But you let some Holy Ghost still Christians, them demons start waking up. What's going on up in here? We're going to talk about Jesus of Nazareth. Can demons being cast out, how to identify evil spirits? They don't want to hear that. But they'll keep you bound in that church. And some of you have a soul tie with these types of pastors. You got to break that soul tie. Amen? Thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them, because I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, says the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall fulfill and increase. And that's the ministry of deliverance. Do not be deceived, brothers and sisters. Do not allow the devil to lie to you. Do not allow your mind to bring demons into your thoughts and say, stay away from more crazy people like that. They speak in tongues. Leave that alone. Ain't no such thing. No, you need power. You need to study the scriptures. Jesus said, you error because you do not know the scriptures. Paul said it also. In 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, say, study unto God. He did not say, study unto your pastor. And too much emphasis of you, some Christians, that follow these men like Jesus. I know of women, and men would call me all over the United States, and men would be so degraded because the wife would come home, and the pastor say this, and the pastor say that, and the pastor, and the pastor, and the pastor. What about your husband? You men, teach your husband. Don't send your wife out to some other man. If I have a wife, I'm not sending my wife out to nobody but Derek Prince on a video and me teaching. And the women go and they talk about the husband, about the pastor more than their own husband. And their husband is their pastor. You got pastors that bring witchcraft upon people through control. In Galatians 3:1, the word of God says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you may not obey the truth, whom evidently I, that Jesus Christ, set forth a Monday? Let's read that. And they're doing that. I don't want you getting caught up in that. I want you to study the word. Why? Because the Lord loves you, and the Lord wants a personal relationship with you, not with the pastor. Yes, respect those in the church. He put apostles, pastors, teachers. I know that. Ephesians 4:11, 2 Corinthians 12:28. I know the word very well. So don't say I'm up against pastors. I respect pastors. But test the spirit when they speak. Even when I say something, test the spirit and to see if it's in the Bible. I ain't never said something that wasn't in the scriptures, because I don't teach like that. Now, let's find this thing here in Galatians. Galatians We'll find it. Hang on. In Galatians, before we go to being bewitched, let's show you that Paul saw this same problem in Corinth with people bringing another gospel. This is a demonic spirit that has been doing this thousands of years. It just transformed into the prosperity message today. But Paul warns us. Let's look at this in Galatians 1:1. Paul, an apostle, that means a sent one, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Very powerful statement. And all the brothers which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace, peace to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself up for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the word of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed. Watch this. See, some of you have been removed from the truth. You knew the truth, but you heard this mess and you jumped to it. That you've been removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now, hold on to this other gospel and go to 2 Corinthians 11:4. But if he that preacheth, if he that cometh preaching another Jesus, so we got another gospel, we got another Jesus, whom we have not preached, Paul didn't preach that because he cast out demons. Or if you receive another spirit, so you can get another spirit, you can get another Jesus, boy, you can get messed up with error, another Jesus. That's the one we've been talking about today. The one that don't speak in tongues. The one that don't believe in healing. The one that don't believe in speaking. We have his word. We get them callers all the time. We have his written word. We have his word. Well, if you have his word, do it. Don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Theological training. Training from the mind. You can't be in no church like that in these days. Times is getting evil and getting worse, and you need your tool, the word of God, and you need to learn how to use it. You need to use the scriptures against him, and you need to come out of being deceived by these types of pastors. Now, the Bible also says that there are false apostles, according to 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. They can do that. You see, and you got to be able to discern by knowing and by having the nine gifts of the Spirit. When you have the nine gifts of the Spirit, you cannot be deceived. Then it says in verse 6 of Galatians 1:6, I marvel that you are so removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And you got men doing that today. Don't be part of that. But though we or any other angels have preached any other gospel unto you, then that which we have preached unto you, let them be accursed. Let them be accursed. You cannot preach a gospel outside of the gospel of Jesus of Nazareth. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, all of them are in one in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Well, with the 2 Corinthians Jesus, the anointing is nowhere there. For if he that cometh preaching another Jesus, and some of you have been preached another Jesus with no anointing. The anointing comes when you have opened up the apostolic in your spirit to the hearer and to the students and to the church and to the pastors and to those who are in position of authority, so that you can receive the word of God by the revelation knowledge of the Lord Jesus as apostolic revelation come to you. But with pastors who don't have the Spirit of God cannot bring forth apostolic teaching. Amen. So come out of it. Let it go. Don't get caught up in it. Amen. God bless you. If there are any questions, we want you to come join us at this telephone number. Come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in and join us at 646-378-1857. Again, 646-378-1857. Hit option number one. And we would love to have you in our blog talk room tonight. We're about to leave Facebook. Please sow a seed to this ministry. I want to thank Brother Paul for donating $100. Thank you so much. I've lost income because of the copyright violations by mistake. We was on YouTube. We have a copyright violation by mistake. Derek Prince Ministries has given us permission to stream their archives. I've been knowing Derek Prince Ministries for 15 years. But the New Zealand office didn't know me, and YouTube gave me days to get it done, and we got it done within the time framework time, and they still took us off. So this is an attack because I'm teaching the Word of God. I'm talking about demons. I'm going to expose the enemy, and we here at Live Deliverance Internet are going to make sure that you can fight the devil yourself. You can rebuke him, resist him, speak against him yourself. You don't have to call a hotline or call your pastor every 10, 15 minutes. Stop leaning on other people, spirituality, and lean on your own. And stand up and be soldiers of Christ, according to 2 Timothy 2:3. Again, we want to thank you for listening to us here. Come on in the room now. We're coming in the room, 646-378-1857. We got some praise and worship music. We're going to be bringing some Jermaine Edwards after we get through with our conversations and fellowship. We hope that this has been a blessing to you. To sow a seed, go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand corner, there is a secure site. Please sow a seed. We are in need of finances. God bless you, and shalom to you. Those who are listening to me at Facebook, come join us now in our blog talk at area code 646-378-1857. Shalom and good night. Okay, this broadcast has now ended in the room. Those who are in Live Deliverance Internet Radio, we're going to go back with Apostle John Eckhart, the earth is the Lord. Now you can come join us in the room at our blog talk segment. And that telephone number for you all to come in is area code 646-378-1857. We're going to take an intermission to go to the restroom before we open up questions and answers. I have some word of knowledge that's going to be going out. Word of knowledge, deliverance, and healing. Healing coming, the ministry of healing. The Lord Jesus is here. He's going to be bringing healing, healing, healing. The Lord Jesus is going to be bringing healing. The Lord Jesus is going to be bringing healing. The Lord Jesus will be bringing healing. The Lord Jesus will be bringing healing tonight. He's coming. He's in the midst. He's coming. He's here. He's here. He is Jesus.
Tell you about the man that died for me, paid it all in me, died on Calvary. Wonder why he would have really loved me. Not only that, he turned around and gave me mercy. I know everybody out there can testify to this. If it wasn't for the love, he wouldn't exist. I want to call his name every minute, every second, every hour. When you're weak and strong, sing Jesus, there's power in the name of
Jesus,
there's strength in the name of
Jesus,
there's healing in the name of
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus,
oh, oh.
Jesus,
there's joy in the name of
Jesus,
there's peace.
what Jesus Christ has did for you and you. But there's a secret that I know my Father cannot do. He makes the flowers bloom, turn morning into noon. He gave our body nerves that we can feel his every move. I know my God's alive, look into the blue sky. It's just a miracle how we survive. But God, I know I serve you, Lord, till the day I die. Father God, I will forever lift your name on high. Power in the name of
Jesus.
Healing in the name of
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Strength in the name of
Jesus.
Destroy in the name of
Jesus.
Hospital room.
Jesus.
Yeah, just said if you're not gonna make it, but if you just call the name,
Jesus.
He's the healer, he's the doctor,
Jesus.
He's the deliverer. Just call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
You remember when you have someone in the pocket that you call the name?
Jesus.
You believe by faith that he will provide because he's Jehovah
Jireh.
Anywhere you are right now, you could be driving in your car. Just shout the name. In the name of Jesus,
healing in the name of
Jesus,
this power in the name of
Jesus,
this joy in the name of
Jesus,
believe in the name,
Jesus.
There's no other name that's high above all the names.
We're going to open up questions and answers, and then the Spirit of the Lord is going to be moving with word of knowledge. Okay, let's open up with Errico 44. Chaplain John Durden, Brother John, Brother John, Brother John.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
How was it there, buddy?
As usual, it was fantastic. Hey, you can't go wrong with the Holy Spirit because, I mean, you know, we've been together like 15, 16 years. And I've been with you long enough to know that when you open up, that the Holy Spirit coming through you, and I never see anything like that because most men ministers nowadays don't believe that what you just did, that somebody had to be in the background. Some of them always want to point me out. We know you wrote that stuff and everything for them, but that's further from the truth. It's wonderful. You're doing what the apostles were doing back in the olden days. You speaking what the Holy Spirit given to you. Now, remember, those apostles, they weren't theologians. They were fishermen. God didn't use the Pharisees and scribes and so forth. God used Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Mark was a doctor, but Mark was a doctor of medical, not theology. And when you read those Gospels, that's the Holy Spirit speaking through those men. They were inspired. It's like when John, John, 3 John, when he wrote Revelation, he was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He wasn't a theologian, you know. So John wrote the gospel, and then he read back in Revelation. He wrote the whole Revelation, book of Revelation. But what? It didn't come from his mind. It came from the leading of the Holy Spirit. I just want to just make that be known. They said, well, how could a young man just got 1 year of college and do all that? Well, because it's not him. It's the Holy Spirit. I can't help but keep repeating it over because every time they have a chance, they call me, oh, we know you telling him what to say. That's a bunch of crap, you know, but I don't know. But it was one, but hey, he can't criticize. When you said, what do you think about it? But I think about it. I think about his excellence because I know who was speaking. It was the Holy Spirit. It wasn't you. God was using your thoughts, using your mind, your brain, and everything else. Not your mind, but your spirit. That was the Holy Spirit. It was immaculate. Man, you can't say, the Holy Spirit, I'll give him an A, a B, a C, a D. Man, that was A because some may not like what you said, you know. But, hey, the Holy Spirit is not here to please us. The Holy Spirit is here to teach the truth.
Yeah.
Satan is doing
and people
doing
need
enough,
to, and the purpose for this, there are a lot of pastors in here that you are under another gospel. Dr. Hawkins,
yeah.
You don't even speak in tongues. Excuse me. Dr. Hawkins, you don't speak in tongues. Word of knowledge is moving. Okay, any other thing, Brother John, because the Lord's going to move on me.
No, that's all. I just want to share that, you know, because I want them to know that it was the Holy Spirit speaking through you. It wasn't me under the cover telling you what to say, because I can't claim nothing like that. That would be a lie. I ain't going to hell for lying. Thank you, man.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Erico 708. Erico 708. Good evening. 708. Okay. Dr. William Hawkins, you need the Holy Ghost. You have to stop teaching the tongues have ceased. It has not ceased. That's error. And I want to thank Brother Paul, who's in the room. Thank you for writing the scriptures, and thank you for your support. There's also someone who are having problems sleeping at night. The Lord says that your sleep will be in peace, and come up against that and ask the Lord to deliver you from that spirit. There's a person in here in the that's listening to me. You won't forgive your wife, and it's hindering you, brother. Your prayers can't be answered. 1 Peter 3. You need to let me give you a scripture, because you just are praying. God said he ain't hearing nothing you're saying. You're just wasting your time. Because you won't forgive. You won't forgive. And for you Christians out here who's listening to me, your former president, if these so-called Christians who voted for him, is trying to tell federal government or tell people not to comply with obeying the laws of the land. The Bible says in Romans 30 today, obey the laws of the land. But this so-called Christian president that you Christians, so-called Christians, I don't even, well, you're a Christian, but you couldn't hear God. You did it on your own flesh or something. You saw out this clown, this idiot. It's not of God. And I'm always speak up against it. I don't like it. It's been evil. It was the most wickedest thing in 4 years I experienced as a United States veteran. Pitiful. Horrible. An insurrection is wrong. And a lot of you Christians who are listening to me need to repent. And you need to ask the Lord. I don't get involved with politics. But this man drew me to where I could not sit back and stand up and while American president degrade people of color or anybody. It's wrong. And we have to identify what is wrong and deal with these situations. It's evil. That ain't no Christian. None of them ain't no Christian. Obama ain't no Christian. Christians don't legalize homosexuality. Obama ain't no Christian. None of them ain't. They're politicians. Joe Biden a Catholic. That don't mean he's saved. So I'm not into that. I'm into the word of God and righteousness. Now, God has moved upon my heart to speak up against racism. I've been doing it for 14 years, not because of Donald Trump. I've been doing it's a spirit. It affected my life, affected my family members, and it's still affecting people of color, whether they're saved or not saved today. The United States has never repented from slavery. Not one president ever apologized for the atrocities of slavery, which is embarrassing for a nation that calls itself for the people and all the people. We need to pray for America and pray that this fool will not get back in office. Because if you get back in office, I think it'll be a civil war. People ain't going for that. It's not for unity. It's just for a certain group of Americans, and the diversity that God is moving and changing in this nation is against even the oracles of God. God puts people in position, God take them out. And it's sad that I had to fall out of agreement with Mr. Shannon Davis, and I keep trying to tell him to stay out of politics. He's still getting on here talking about the Pontus. Donald Trump is not a Pontus. Donald Trump is a gangster. And Christians, open up yourself. Just because somebody says they're Christian, that don't mean you vote for them. Ask the leading of the Holy Spirit to stay out of politics if you're a deliverance minister. Amen. God bless. There's another person who have headaches. There's three people who are having spirits that's attacking them in the bed at night. Those are incubus and succubus spirits. you are operating in pornography. You need to get away from the pornography. That's opening up the door. Sexual sins are very hard to defeat. I've been there. Drugs, these types of spirits that people are addicted to opens up the door for escape. And a lot of us who are listening have allowed demons to come in to us due to escape by gluttony. The Lord is telling me there are some people here that eats a lot. It's a gluttony spirit, but that's the only enjoyment that you have. The Lord sent me to tell you that he loves you and that he wants you to eat healthy and not overeat to hurt your body. Amen. God loves you. We have another person that brother, you need to really sit down and read the word. You can watch football. It's nothing wrong with football. You watch that thing all day, but take some time and read the Bible, sir. There's a lady that's been praying for her back. God has healed your back. Your back is being healed. There's people who feel that they have not been loved, but they let people down. The Lord has said to me that's a spirit of condemnation. Don't receive that. He loves you. There's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who are called according to his purpose and his will. And all things work together. There are a lot of you in here are down on yourself. And you're too hard on yourself. Stop that. And some of you, there's a spirit of insecurity. There's a person that have a lot of insecurity. There's a people that have schizophrenic and don't not being aware of. The Lord is going to reveal to you through your schizophrenic that you can get delivered. You know, I suffer by faith in certain areas of that, and I get deliverance on Thursdays. I'm a deliverance minister. That's right, schizophrenia, me, Apostle Overton. Mm-hmm. So what, Apostle? Still flesh, still got a soul, still came from the seed of my mother and father. I broke the curse. I've done those things, and lots of progress has happened to me, and I can see that those spirits have detached itself from my personality. I also got delivered from the spirit of Gemini. If any of you, there are four people in here that are listening to zodiac signs, you got to get out of that. The Gemini spirit opens up the door to double-minded. The Scorpion spirit opens up the door to unforgiveness. The Libra spirit brings human intelligence. It's all against God. The Lord is giving me a scripture for all of you. I'm getting this by word of knowledge that those who are dealing with these zodiac signs, he says he wants to show you something about his stars. I'm going to read this. I'm going by the word of knowledge. Never saw this in scripture before. I'm just following the Lord. Psalms chapter verse 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set the glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still thy enemy and thy avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, his fingers made the heaven. Watch this. The moon and the stars, S-T-A-R-S, which thou hast ordained. The Lord has ordained those stars, brothers and sisters. You can't get nothing out of it. He ordained it for him. They're not giving you information. So you have the Gemini demon. These are demons in the kingdom of Satan to get you to foretell fortune telling and get into soothsaying. This opens the door to white magic. This is a violation of Deuteronomy 18. So stay away from that. Okay, we got another person that has a problem with addicted to sugar. You use that as a form of escape, and the Lord can free you. Ask the Lord to free you and ask the Spirit to come out of you. We have some people who are searching for jobs. The Lord is telling me that you have to not look on sight, but trust him. Get on a three-day fast and seek the Lord and find where he wants you to put the application in, and he'll lead you. We have a husband who's been very angered and hot-tempered toward his wife. You've been married to her for 5 years. She's about to leave you. She can't take the abuse, brother, the verbal and the physical abuse. You need to come call me because I ain't too much cool with you hitting on no woman. You know, I don't like that. So you call me at 678-701-3733. Amen. And we have a person who has some spirits I see in their spinal cord. And you're trying to find out how to get it out the spinal cord. If that's you, give me a call at 678-701-3733. Lots of headaches. We got people that are stressing. The spirit of stress is on a lot of people. They're stressing over COVID-19, stress in the family, and you're running to the wrong substance, alcohol. That ain't going to help. It's going to make the matter worse. Amen. All right. That's it for tonight. Don't forget to sow a seed. Please keep us on air. Thank you, Brother Paul. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This 23 minutes is going to be dedicated to my sister, Maureen, if she wants to. And those who like to participate, you can stay in. We've got some praise and worship for my sister, Maureen. All right. God bless everybody. Don't forget, livedeliverance.com, www.livedeliverance.com. Please sow a seed on the lower left-hand corner on the PayPal site. It is a secure site. Do that and keep us in prayer. Okay. Love and do it forever. Jermaine Evans.
Oh God, you are the best. Your love and faithfulness, you come in my defense. In you I'm confident. Your grace is sufficient. Through dangers and distress, I'll worship you, Almighty. I'll worship you,
Jesus. Your love endures forever.
So wonderful and great. Before time was mediocrity that I won't accept. As long as God give me life, I'm gonna give my best. Greater is in me than what your eyes can see. My current situation is not the best of me. Not because you tried it and it never worked out. Don't try to discourage me or fill me with doubt. Faith is the substance of things so far and the evidence of things that I've not seen.
I'm gonna go higher. Don't tell me that I can go higher. It's more than
God's unchanging hands. I know when I'm growing older, my aim is to get more bolder, so my life can be a light, guiding you to Christ. Yeah.
I'm on.
Hey people, how you doing? This is Jermaine Edwards and you're listening to Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio with Apostle Overton, and trust me, it's been a blessing. I want you to tell you, people who supported music and loving my music, I want to thank you for even listening. And you know, very, very soon my CDs will be available, and actually you can get my CDs now, and you can call 770-4565-708. Again, 770-4565-708. All my CDs will be available on this website, so just keep it locked. And it's also on iTunes and Amazon and all those different, just all you have to do is go to Google and type in my name, Jermaine Edwards, and you'll see my music. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Whoa.
I had a talk with a friend one day. He was on the corner and he couldn't show his face. He was hiding from the police and his own gang. The only choice he had was to die or to go to jail. With tears in his eyes he said, I have failed, I did wrong, and now the price I have to pay. Can't sleep, I can't eat, don't know what to say. Feel like my life is going straight down the drain. I feel for my children, I wasn't there for them, the only thing I gave was pain. I feel no shame, don't know what to do, where to go, or who to talk to. So I'm asking you to pray. I know I'm nowhere with Jesus, but I still believe in this day. Jesus came yesterday, today and forevermore. Jesus, I know that you can hear me. One early Saturday morning, saw a girl I used to know. So I stopped and said, good morning, I said, girl, what's up? Been a while, how are you? She said, things are not good. Sometimes I feel confused. I know you're not seeing me at church like I used to. I messed around and got hate and even got abused. Sometimes I feel like God don't love me anymore. Sometimes I wonder if I really have hope.
Honestly,
I feel like hanging myself with a rope. My faith is weak and my life is moving slow. So I said, there's hope in the name of Jesus. I said, there's hope in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
I know that you can hear me. I'm bowing on my knees, yeah.
Miracle.
Father, don't give up the faith now. Fight hard of what you like. Just trust in Jesus Christ. Look up in the sky, that's a lot to please, and you a miracle, yeah. Don't give up the faith now, fight hard for your life. Just trust in Jesus Christ, he'll make it right on time, yeah.
Every man, every woman, Lord, some of them are going through some stuff that is only you alone understand. But I pray, oh God, that you loose every burden. Cause your people to praise your name. Cause your glory, God, to shine like we have never experienced it before. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. And everybody in the church shout a hallelujah. Clap your hands and praise God tonight. Shout a hallelujah in this place. Heaven's door is open. There's a glory in this place.
I don't want to make that in the studio, but that man. Nah, man. We don't want to go tomorrow. No, not Jermaine's house. No, man. Not that is. I'll be there all day with Jermaine. I won't be able to get home.
I want to talk to you.
Let's
I want to talk to you. Jermaine.
Thank you for listening to us here live on the First Internet Radio Ministries. What about the jazz? Jazz, this jazz. I'm Frank Howell.